So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210, every day at 213, 214 or so. Dom's Money Melody today, big prize, July 22nd at 26th. A pair of twin tickets, lawn tickets, to see the Dave Matthews Band Summer Tour at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. I'm sure Henry has something really cooked up for that today. Big prize, we'll have it tomorrow and also on Friday. All right, I just told you General Flynn. It's interesting. It's not the choir here. And here's a guy who knows the deep state, believes in that, was suffered through this with the whole Sessions thing, et cetera, and Russia, saying President Trump sincerely. I mean, do you think this guy has other motives? No, I don't think so. I think he sincerely believes Epstein equals deep state equals elites equals... There's got to be some way of coming forward with something more on this. All right? This is General Flynn. It's not some Democrat. It's not some of that. Is he some guy who's lost his marbles and he's aiding and abetting the Democrats? I don't think the Democrats are mounting much on this. It's an easy play. They never were concerned about Epstein. They were protecting, et cetera, for them to get into this. But there are credible people who see it a different way. I think it makes for more interesting talk radio rather than the drumbeat of the things that we're in agreement with. And it's not taken away from what Trump has done, just say, in the last 3 weeks. Here's another example. Matt Rooney at SaveJersey.com has a piece up. This is our first summer without Ørsted or Atlantic Shore's offshore wind projects. They're gone. They're dead in the water, Save Jerseyans, he writes. Southern Jersey Shore is enjoying the first summer in years without the active threat of offshore wind development hanging over residents, business owners, and tourists. President Trump celebrated that milestone on his Truth Social platform on Tuesday, Matt writes. And this is people like Jeff Van Drew, President Trump, sure, people at Protect Our Shore, and listeners of Talk Radio 1210. The last two, three summers that we've been down the shore at Mulligan's, it's been kind of a staging ground to keep it alive when those whales first started appearing. People were emotionally connected to this, and they fought in an Ocean City, a lot of people there. Robin Schaefer, a good friend, leading the charge. Mike Donahue, people like that. And we've beaten them on this. Doesn't mean they're still not out there somewhere. Mikey Sherrill is elected governor, ready to try to pounce again. But you got to celebrate the victories. This is the first summer without that looming in that manner is a good point. And Trump, following through with the material from Jeff Andrew, coming up with the executive order around this is big. All right, so 855-839-1210, you can get on board. The Michael Flynn on Twitter is, you know, he's not a guy, he's not like Megyn Kelly, media, who knows, you can say whatever you want. He's a guy who suffered going through this. I'm not sure how he thinks Epstein is deep state other than was he working for a foreign government. I mean, that obviously could be a consideration. And if that gets revealed, then people are going to go nuts in connection with that. Well, that's where it lands. Let's say for a moment, and you know there's no bigger friend or supporter of Israel than I am. I'm a Zionist. I've said that many times. But if Epstein were involved with the Mossad in some way, shape, or form, and there's reliable evidence of that, we ought to know about that. We ought to have it out there. It doesn't mean we're not going to be the ally of Israel, but it does mean that we're going to look at that and see how that happened and prevent it from happening again. Is that why he was able to publicly go around untrammeled, seemingly, punches pulled? Not sure about that part. And if that's what it is, that's what it is. Okay? It should come out. It's not going to be the end of the world. Yes, there's anti-Semites out there. Tucker Carlson is way out of line with what he accuses Israel of. But if that's what was going on, that's what was going on. Is that the point of protection? It's almost exhausting trying to predict what the point of protection is here. Okay, 855-839-1210. I would offer Michael Flynn, though, as a guy who has served the country. You know the story if you follow talk radio. And the point he's making is this is guidance to his friend, to the person he supports. You have to take a look at this. This is, in his view, the deep state. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side, too. Somebody snake-like is what we're looking for here. And one little update. Boy, we had a lot. I had a lot of emails on this. The two license plate thing. Great debate. I think Katie Muth, the woman behind this, has gotten traction in Harrisburg. I still don't support it. A guy did a study on this, and he says at the beginning of the study, it's surprising how many drivers object to license plates on the front of their cars. And not surprising to me. We went through all the reasons why. Yeah, it's a balance. And you heard Pat Malloy on it yesterday. You've heard Dan on it. The balance is what it helps over here versus what the objections are. And what he comes out of with this study in the states that have them is that this increases revenue, meaning it increases revenue through the various either red light cameras, ticketing of one sort or another, is what it comes down to. All right. Now, we had the argument, yeah, but it helps police too. There seems to be some evidence of that. In other words, they can see the license plate more clearly. In the study, they indicate the red light camera missed, I think, 8% of the time in some of the states that only had the rear license plate. I think this is coming up. And if whatever camp you're in, you ought to tell your local representative how you feel about it. I'll let you know when it starts to come up for a vote. I think it's massing in Harrisburg, too. And this study, I'm surprised the guy didn't realize, hey, there's a lot of people that object to this. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. General Flynn, though, is, you know, talk radio circles, a guy that's honored because of the way he was taken out. And for him to acknowledge this with Epstein as part of the trail of this is pretty interesting. Bob in Jersey, talk radio 1210. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Don.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yep. Don, you know, I'm old enough to remember Watergate, and I just keep finding parallels in my mind with the Epstein tapes. And I'll start with, you know, it was a third-rate burglary, but the press and the Democrats smelled blood in the water, and they kept probing and probing and probing until they got what they were looking for. And I'm afraid if we don't address this correctly and timely, it's not going to go away. It's just not going to go away. And Trump's speech today when he was saying, look at all the good things I've done. You know, heaven forbid, it reminded me of Nixon. You know, your president's not a crook. That was the answer to the press asking him on the subject. So I just have a feeling if we don't stop this, because they're not going to stop. And like I think Dan mentioned earlier, just that thread is going to unravel the sweater. So, you know, just an observation. But, you know, I keep coming back to that.
All righty. Thank you, Bob. Thanks very much. You know, there are people out there, what do they call the panickins? If you say something like he just said, you're a panickin, stop it already. Come on. Guys like General Flynn out there, I'm not saying this is Watergate. There are big differences here. I don't think Trump's implicated in this in the way that Nixon was vis-a-vis what they set loose with G. Gordon Liddy and all that. But the repercussion is this is not easily going to go away. I mean, I can't imagine the motivation of Michael Flynn sitting there saying, yeah, I'll look like an ingrate. I got pardoned by Trump. I'm sure Trump's probably angry. I can understand that. Here's a guy pardoned, and the guy's telling him, yo, deep state with this. Can't let it go. Epstein is a figure. It depends upon how you want to see Epstein. You want to see him as a figure of the deep state. You want to see him as just some guy who's now dead. Well, seems like a lot of celebrated people were around him. We know what his crimes were. We know why Maxwell's in jail. And people want to know what happened here. Did people get away with stuff because they're connected at levels that are unbelievable? If he was working with the Mossad, it ought to come out. That is not going to change my view of all this. If it doesn't come out now and comes out later, then it's going to fester. All right, it is time, though, right now for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
Where has all the money gone?
All right, we're playing for a pair of tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band Summer Tour 2025 on July 25th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. We'll have them tomorrow and Friday also. Henry?
Yeah, Dom. So today we've been asking for that all-time snake, that all-time kind of backstabber. Nothing says getting backstabbed more than someone cheating on you in a relationship. The band Fleetwood Mac went through quite a few of those, I'd say, for sure. But it would be too easy if I were to just play, you know, a Fleetwood Mac song. I mean, it's very recognizable sound, voice, the whole thing. So instead, I'm going to play you a cover of Fleetwood Mac. I want to know the band covering Fleetwood Mac here.
Okay.
Some notes about the band. Not as much turmoil as Fleetwood Mac, I'd say. But I will say their top hit song, not their one song, they have a few songs. Their top hit song about someone who is neither dead nor alive was the first music video in their home country to pass a billion views on YouTube.
Wow.
So I want this band covering Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, great voice from this band, too. I love this band, by the way.
All right, I think that's a pretty good cover, to put it mildly, yes.
Yeah.
All right, hit us with that. You're off to Dave Matthews' country. And jump in. Don't be afraid. You might say something. Oh, people are going to think you're disloyal or something. Is Michael Flynn a loyalist? I'd say yes. Is he right about Epstein? Well, that's a matter of debate. But that's when a guy like this jumps in, it should give us pause on it. All right, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's right. Covering today. Which band is covering this classic song? Here's the clue.
I got a feeling this one's going to be picked up very soon.
I'm betting one out of one. I can sniff it coming through here. Let's go to Chuck in Westchester. All right, Chuck, we have confidence in you. Who's covering the song?
That would have to be the Cranberries, Dom.
All right. Nicely played. Yeah, Henry, right out of the box. Usually you have one or two strikes here.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's a tough one. Today was tough. It was tough trying to conjure a Money Melody. But no, their song Zombie, their music video, was the first Irish music video to hit 1 billion views on YouTube.
Chuck, enjoy Dave Matthews' band. Ticketmaster is where you can get your tickets July 26th over at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. All right, I just saw this during the break that RFK Jr. apparently says within a year that we will see psychedelics. He's talking ecstasy, LSD, potentially.
Dom show special? Dom tries ecstasy?
Yeah. I don't think so. I am the most anti-trying anything under any circumstance. In any way, be it pharmaceuticals and or extracurriculars. But this is going to be interesting to see. And the MAHA movement, I don't know how they're playing it out with this. They're endorsing this for people that are stress disorders, depression, things of that nature. I thought we've studied this enough, particularly with LSD. Ecstasy, I'm not so sure how far what they've studied, but LSD, you're asking for rolling the dice here. That's Timothy Leary. Where is he today? Well, he's dead, but tune in, turn on, drop out. And the MAHA movement is a little bit confusing. If it's about health, is this the way to go? Kennedy has said, and Marty McCary, our guy, he called the evaluation of these psychedelics and other psychedelics a top priority, announcing a slate of initiatives that could be used to accelerate their approval. One program promises to expedite drugs that serve the health interests of Americans by slashing their review time from 6 months or more to as little as 1 month. All right, I guess you can, I don't know. Marty, when we get you on testing LSD in 1 month, I'm not so sure that that's a good idea. We've said many times, though, RFK Jr. is the most consequential of the cabinet officials. There's no doubt. Also, he is making preliminary plans. There were stories yesterday to run again for president in 2028. You might be seeing that easily. You know, then if he loses, cut a deal with J.D. Vance or whoever it is to have some other role. He's the most consequential. This is stuff. Well, here's President Trump, in fact, today, and I thought this was a really interesting deal. This is the best of Trump. This is cut 18. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. He issued a directive. He's tasked Robert Kennedy Jr. and HHS to take control of schools' special needs. Think of anybody in special ed and nutrition programs. Here's Trump.
And also, Bobby Kennedy, the Health and Human Services, will be handling special needs and all of the nutrition programs and everything else. Rather complex, but that's going to be headed by and handled by Health and Human Services. So I think that'll work out very well. Those two elements will be taken out of the Department of Education. And then all we have to do is get the students to get guidance from the people that love them and cherish them, including their parents, by the way, who'll be totally involved in their education along with the boards and the governors and the states. And it's going to be a great situation. I guarantee that in a few years from now, I hope I'm going to be around to see it. But I think we're going to see a lot of it. I think that you're going to have tremendous results. You're going to have results like Norway, Sweden, Denmark, a lot of.
All right. So I like Kennedy versus the Department of Education. But it's going to be interesting. Does that mean school lunches, nutrition? I think it does. That's going to be interesting. You know what a big lobby that is, how hard it is to stop big agriculture on that. And then the other part, the special ed part, is another big bureaucracy. So Kennedy is the most consequential of all these. I mean, the stuff he's doing is long lasting. The psychedelics thing, though. Come on, Marty, 1 month? 1 month approval with LSD.
I mean, it sounds like we kind of got like a politics and pints replacement here. We got lawmakers on LSD.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, yes, instead of politics and pints, ecstasy and Dan. All right, 855-839-1210. We will give out free front license plates, too, event.
Don't be driving home from that event.
I can't believe that this guy that did the study, though, didn't think some people would object to the front license plate. I mean, there's competing interests here. All right. I think people are fleeing the notion, though. They're going, hey, listen to this. Dom, come on now. Michael Flynn saying, deep state, Mr. President, your enemy, my enemy, Epstein's part of that. It is. If it leads to the Mossad, oh, well, it leads to the Mossad. And I'm as pro-Israel as anybody, but if it does, it does. So is the argument, nope, can't have that, got to protect that. If it comes out, we're covering it up because of that, because the Mossad was involved. That's not good. It plays into every conspiracy theorist out there. I don't know that for a fact. This is very hard to put a pin in it and say it's that. You heard Alan Dershowitz yesterday, Professor Dershowitz on this one. You know, he's got a lot of complication with the whole thing. He had to go through charges himself and back and forth. So very hard to get someone reliable. But Michael Flynn is somebody who has been through this. And certainly, he is a huge proponent of President Trump. Why did he put this up on Twitter then? I don't see an ulterior motive. I think he's worried that this, I don't see it as Watergate. And I think Trump's base, I don't think any laws are broken here by what they're doing or anything like that. I think more than likely they see something big here that they think is not worth disclosing this. And they're testing how will the Trump base respond to this. Let's see. Let's go to Loretta in Washington Township. Yeah. Hey, Loretta, good afternoon.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead, Loretta.
Yeah, I just said that the one thing I don't agree with Trump is he said yesterday he didn't understand what the big deal was about the Epstein files.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm upset about is the people that abuse the children are getting away with it. Anybody else that has abused a child is going to jail at the very least.
All right, here would be the counter. You're phrasing it perfectly what people are concerned about. Loretta, I think what he's saying or suggesting is, well, there's no there. It was just Epstein and some people that we don't know. So why are we so concerned about that?
Yeah, well, I don't care. Whoever they were, then they need to be punished. Right. Epstein's dead. Giselle's in jail. Who else was there? They should be in jail, too.
That's exactly the point. Thank you, Loretta. Thanks very much. Yeah, several people have articulated that, too. The human part of this, of what was suffered here. Now, Dershowitz started to go astray yesterday a bit, talking about he doesn't believe some of the stories of these now youngish women. So you see the complication here. Yeah, there are people saying, well, why, with what was done here, weren't other people punished, whoever they are? And why is Maxwell in jail? Is it solely she was getting young women for Epstein, not others? I don't know. I could go back and look at the transcript of the case of Maxwell, and I think there's evidence that there are others. Why are they not brought to justice? That's where we are. But Loretta's emotion on this is exactly where a lot of people are. And then you have elements of people like Michael Flynn saying deep state. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. Get in on the side question, too. Simply, that all-time snake in the grass, that all-time person who is snake-like, that's what we're looking for. All that straight ahead here with Dom. Hey, get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale. That's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and a lot more. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off natural solutions from blood pressure and cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer and unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com. Do it today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, this is Dom, and Perry Marie on Twitter says, come on, Dom, new research has found a way to take the part out of LSD that makes you trip, and the remaining part stimulates brain cell growth. There are many scientific articles online about this, though, man.
Would you reconsider?
Well, look.
Do you have to pitch a baseball game anytime soon?
Yeah, did he?
What's up, Doc?
Did Doc Ellis use LSD? I don't know. It was LSD.
Yeah, he was LSD.
Yeah.
Acid, LSD is the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it is LSD. Wow. Yeah. Well, the guy with curlers in his hair in the bullpen and all, so he must have had unbelievable talent. I don't know how anybody wouldn't suspect that, though. You know,
well, he walked like eight people in that game. He hit seven people or something. Like, yeah, it was like one of the worst no-hitters ever, but he
maybe
threw
that's
it.
The solution to breaking Zach Wheeler's routine.
So, you know what, Carrie Marie? I'll check. This is the worst of the MAHA movement. In other words, trying to say, well, these, you know, we're kind of short-sighted on LSD. Come on, Dr. Marty, we got to get you on this. A month to test that. On the other hand, you had people that have PTSD from the military, God knows what. So anything that's going to give them a shot to function better and break out of this, I think is worth taking a look at. We can't be jumping into suddenly saying they took the bad part out of LSD.
That's what's like tripping me up. It's like, if you take the bad part out of LSD, is it not LSD anymore? Like, I'm not
right.
a chemist,
that's
but
right.
like you're changing something there.
Yeah,
so we're not
right.
legalizing LSD.
It's not LSD then.
I think the argument is that Big Pharma has largely diminished the benefits that some of these drugs might pose mm-hmm, in
right.
fear that it might diminish their products in itself.
Oh, my goodness.
So a lot of MAHA, though. I mean, right. RFK is, let's open up and study whether or not there are. Like, who knows? Because we're refusing to study LSD, what if there is
right.
a cure for cancer somewhere in LSD?
Okay, but the problem is, though, Dan, a month study from Marty of LSD.
I mean, you can't just study it overnight.
Yeah, well,
he's going to
dose a bunch and see if your cancer's yeah. cured.
Wait a minute.
You got to spend time on this.
Right. Study. He's the one that said a month. Now, look, I'm all about cutting regulation. Why can't we get this? I'm all about right to try. I get that. But I don't know that a month is enough time to study LSD in these things. That, you know.
You think more time?
Yeah, more time. Yes. Don't
I think you
think?
Just say you just need like one bender to kind of
more.
Yeah,
whether or not it works.
Yeah, and look, again, I realize tough things call for tough solutions here with people that suffer and we're looking for a breakthrough. But you're also sending off a vibe, no problem with LSD now.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, to Henry's point, too, if you're taking out the part, Carrie Marie, that makes you trip, well, then it's not LSD anymore. So we ought to say we're taking the LSD out and we're taking the good part of LSD. But then what would that do? How ineffectual would that be? The tripping part, I think, is the part that would stimulate something. Oh, man. RFK Jr., the most consequential, without a doubt.
It may induce neuroplasticity and alter thought patterns, potentially alleviating symptoms for those who haven't responded to traditional treatments.
Okay.
LSD I can't believe I'm saying the phrase LSD assisted therapy.
See, you didn't. Dan,
has shown promise in reducing anxiety and improving quality of life in patients facing terminal illness.
Right. Well, there I'm on board with it. But you didn't grow up with Timothy Leary, you know, and the whole idea we're all going to be tripping and everything's fine. It scares me to death even to talk about it. Just the mere idea. And you don't, you know, with people putting something in your drink, I don't know about LSD, but other things, was a real thing. Oh, let's see what happens.
It doesn't make you trip, though. What's the matter if it's in your drink?
Yeah. It's Big Pharma and conspiracy. It's Conspiracy Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
Right? This is a great show.
Right. Maybe
Epstein,
maybe
we got Big Pharma.
Epstein,
here.
We got LSD, we got that. Yeah.
What about those NJ drones? What happened to the New Jersey drones, Dom?
Yeah, now that's a conspiracy. I still want to. I'm keeping that one alive.
Speaking
whatever of happened? Where did it go? Get Dawn Fantasia on, and I'm sure she's still looking at it.
Did you see the? I don't mean to bring you down this path, but the guy that was.
Of course you do. But go ahead.
Speaking of conspiracies and the paranormal and such, there was a guy who was traveling the world with the famous Annabelle doll, or traveling the country, makes a tour stop over in Gettysburg over the weekend, and drops suddenly dead. People don't. There's no, you know, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, do you lend credence to haunted, you know, dolls and such?
No.
Because it kind of seems like there might be something going on here, Don.
I think you should be on 1 o'clock in the morning with Art Bell or whoever it is. It's the Art Bell of today with that. Dan, you'd be perfect because you're passionate on it. You live these. Let's go to Gary in Newtown or somewhere in Crazy Town. Hey, Gary, welcome in.
Good to talk to you guys today. I'm going to give you two names. You pick which rabbit hole you want to go, Jamie Raskin or Robert O'Neill.
Oh, Jamie Raskin, I'd always go with as a weasel, yeah.
Jamie Raskin has adopted the Jeffrey Epstein, and he's all over the House floor. You can ask Jeff Andrew. He was in a committee with him yesterday.
Okay.
railed on it for over 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's there. What do you mean? Michael Flynn, though, you know how difficult it's got to be for him to publicly put that out there?
But I think your caller, the guy Bob, was it from Delco in New Jersey?
Yes.
He's the older gentleman. I believe him 100%. I believe Dan 100%. This whole thing is the beginning of the unraveling of part of a big part of the deep state. And those are the people that are the influencers that we would call them today.
Well, we'll see. You know, I don't see Trump covering up for them. I'm more in the camp of maybe Mossad here.
The other name I gave you was Robert O'Neill.
Right.
Robert O'Neill is supposedly the man who shot Osama bin Laden.
Yes. Yeah, and he was asked whether he actually did. I'm aware of that. All right, Gary, who's your person that is snake-like?
I'm going to go with our governor, Josh Shapiro, who, by the way, has received $500,000 of funds from himself and another $120,000 of funds from somebody else who called in today with the owner of Odyssey, which would be...
All right, Gary, look, you know what? We can't... I can't possibly check on when you talk about that. As much as antagonism I have to Shapiro, fair is fair. I got to know. I have to see. It's documented on that. Okay. So I think we got you as your guy. Let's go to, let's see. Let's go. Oh, I see a good one here. Could be a winner at the end, snake-like. Let's go to Zenos on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Zenos.
Hello, Dom. How are you?
Good.
I just have a comment about PBS and the National Puke Radio.
Okay.
did you ever listen, like on Friday nights, their weekend of review? Everybody on there is a left wing lunatic. Their shows are, but you know, I'm getting tired of watching them. And then they got commercials at the end of, you know, at the half hour of regular commercials. I don't understand what their problem is. And now with the National Puke Radio, remember that when Steve Keely was reporting all the news and everything, and that left-wing lunatic or that lady said that he shouldn't be reporting crime in Philadelphia? Then what's his job? You understand what I mean? I'm getting tired of these.
Well, yeah, the whole tenor of it, I put it this way, Zenos. They think they can get away with it because they put on this proper civility around everything. They talk in muted tones, and then their bias is incredible, but they're not animated about it, you know? And that appeals to people in the suburbs, apparently. You can say things that are completely biased. Just don't be very animated or alive
right
with it. That's their style. Zenos, who's your snake-like figure?
The snake-like was Cain. Cain and Abel. Remember last week when you had rivalries? That was not a rivalry. Cain had pure hatred for his brother. And that's why it was snake-like. It wasn't a rivalry because one was the worker of the fields and the other one was a shepherd. But God took favor to Abel.
Okay,
and he resented.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Not rivals. Cain just wants to kill you. Abel's just getting along. Hardly rivals. All right, it is the final roundup. Let me give Sue a quick shot here, though, because this LSD thing's amazing. So, Sue, you're on the LSD thing. You think it's okay?
Well, it's not LSD. I just was watching a veteran who's in charge of this group.
Yes.
That's Veterans for Ibogaine. It's Ibogaine.
Well, that's one.
G-A-I-N-E.
To be clear, that is one, but LSD is talked about here also.
Okay, I was just wondering if that's really what they're looking into, because they're trying to bring it before Congress to get it looked at, because there's centers all over outside the United States that it's like a one-time treatment, basically, that kind of cures them for a long period of time of PTSD and other things, not just for veterans, but for other for other depression and that kind of stuff.
I see the drug you're talking about. That's one of them, but LSD is also, and ecstasy was mentioned here.
Oh, well, you know.
Gotcha.
Of course, they have to put the names that people know, you know.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Dan's got a following here of people coming through on this. All right, the lightning round next. I see an answer here that might be the all-time snake-like figure. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is exactly right. Lightning round. Henry came up with this one just driving, I think. It's never done before. Snake Light, World Snake Day. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, afternoon.
Hey, Dom. The TV character I'm thinking of, he was so big, they shot him at the end of the season. And throughout the summer, all anybody wanted to talk about was who shot him. And when they finally revealed it in the next season, in the fifth episode, it was the highest rated television show in history at the time. And I think it's still second all time behind the MASH finale. And that is J.R. Ewing of the TV show Dallas.
Yes. Talk about a snake-like figure. Who was the rival, too? Who was the other guy that always seemed to lose to him in the end?
Cliff Barnes.
Yeah, Cliff Barnes and Mary Ellen. Yes.
Sue Ellen was his wife.
Sue Ellen's the wife, yeah. J.R. Ewing, yeah. Larry Hagman. Great, great character.
Unbelievable.
That's a good one. Thank you. The Earl of Tacony, Talk Radio 1210. Earl, what do you have? Earl, hold up just 1 second because I don't want to forget this one. Can we award a prize to Mike Opelka? Is he in for Rich today?
No, I don't think so. He's driving. I just wanted to text
He's driving.
Us.
He nominated Matt Gaetz. Yeah. It's the sinister face. He has the facial. Great hair, though. I got to give him the hair. He gave us his hair tips. He said the tears of the former speaker were what he used to do his pompadour. Go ahead, Earl.
Cary Grant once did 100 doses of LSD with a clinical psychologist as part of treatment for his anxiety. You can look that up.
Sure, Dan's writing that one down for future arguments here, yes.
And you can make changes to drugs in order to change their effect, because quinine used to be used for malaria, and then they changed it to chloroquine, and then they changed it to hydroxychloroquine. So you can make changes to the chemicals in order to make change the effect.
All right, and I still go with you. And then it's not LSD. But more on that tomorrow. We got to get a psychedelic expert on here. Go ahead, Earl. What's yours?
I can give you more explanation tomorrow. My answer is going to be James Earl Jones in Conan the Barbarian. He was Thulsa Doom. Not only was he the snake that cut off Conan's mother's head, he literally turned into an actual snake at the end of the film.
All right, that's pretty potent stuff. All right, we have to have a long discussion on this.
Especially with Earl. He seems like he might be an expert. This thing used to be fungi related.
I take Henry's point and think it was a great point. Then it's not LSD, Earl. I don't care what you say. You take out the part that makes you trip. It's not LSD.
Yeah, literally.
That's it. You can't. My God. We're seeing a defense of LSD here.
Dom wants his LSD pure. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. We need purity in drugs. All right, Henry, why don't you start it off? This was yours. Who did you like?
Okay, so I liked Leslie and Bryn Mawr's answer of Adam Schiff. I thought it tied in well with the question today. I like Xenos in Upper Darby, the answer of Kane.
That was Kane's pretty good one,
more of an appropriate use this time than last week. And then Scott and Mount Laurel of the J.R. Ewing.
I thought J.R.
with Dallas too much, but
look up the character. The you'll see what it, call was good too. Dan?
I like Joe's, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Roberts, Hillary Clinton, but I really do think that call with the JR was a good one as well.
Yeah, I like Scott's. JR Ewing, I think, is the epitome. Sorry, Mike. Matt Gaetz, you needed to get in earlier on that, Mike. Guy Shiraki won recently. I guess Mike could, too. All right, great stuff. We'll follow up on this LSD stuff. And we'll see tomorrow if there's less of Epstein or more deep state stuff. Again, bottom line on it. You're seeing people that are truly, on both sides, trying to parse this out. And when Michael Flynn brings up the deep state on it, I think that's something you really have to consider. All right, follow me on Twitter till tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Rich is next. Heck of a broadcast yesterday from the center of the action in Pittsburgh, where today we heard a lot of good stuff around the amount of money that's pledged. And even the Senate president was on the show talking about the CEOs that were there, kind of unprecedented. All right, so we see what Trump is doing. What's he going to do on Epstein? It's just part of the list, something that has to be taken care of, but sooner rather than later. Again, follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Rich the Always Show is next. 4 big hours, all that here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.